Ewan Spence here for All About Simeon at the Smartphone Show. Malcolm Lithgow here joining me from Dreamspring. I suppose it's right to say good day, Malcolm.
Yeah, that's okay, but not a very good accent.
It's not a very good accent. You know, well, you didn't beat England at the rugby.
Well, I don't care, I'm afraid.
I do. But there we go. I'll get lynched for that, seeing as I'm in the middle of London. Back over from Australia again. I mean, you seem to be a constant fixture at these shows. Is it worthwhile every year heading out from Australia to have your little, you know, 3-foot by 5-foot cube here on the floor?
Yeah, we find that this is the best place to get in touch with the big players, the Sony Ericssons and Nokias and UIQ. And normally they're sort of like impregnable fortresses from Australia, but when we come here, they open up a bit and we can actually talk to them. And then throughout the year, we leverage the contacts that we've made here, and if we didn't come here, we'd never make those contacts, and so it would never happen for us. And actually having a booth, we tried walking around for a couple of years before, but the people that you want to talk to are walking around as well, and unless you're an eagle with the ability to spot a badge from 100 meters, you don't know who they are. But when you have a booth, they know who you are, so you can come, they can come right to you.
So, I mean, Malcolm, you know, we go quite a while back. I can remember the very first Dream Connect running back in the Science Series 5 in the days of when we called it ER5. Now, I mean, you've got, you know, Dreamspring has got a whole suite of applications over a number of phones, and you're actually starting to get into the hardware now by the looks of it.
We're trying to, I mean, our long-term goal is really to be on the platform, to be on the handsets bundled, and that's still what we're plugging away at. And we're making progress with things like try and buy programs and talking to the vendors here. And we've had a lot of really good interest from vendors from just in the last 5 minutes. I've talked to LG and Fujitsu guys were oohing and aahing over the platform.
And Fujitsu, of course, have the strong play with the Docomo and the MOAP side of Simeon, which we don't really talk about, do we?
Yeah, MOAP seems to be really... It really... is out of sight, and we've treated it that way too. I mean, we're aware of the Japanese market. Both of the founders of Dreamspring actually worked in Japan for a number of years, so we're quite intimately familiar with the Japanese mindset. And it's just such a closed environment, and in a way our knowledge of Japan has sort of encouraged us to not be interested in it. But if you can get in there, you need to get in there with the handset manufacturers, and if you can get in there, I think it would be a great opportunity, because the smartphones in Japan are just, like, people are almost addicted to them. I was there last year after the show, and I was absolutely amazed. This is a little anecdote. To go to the restroom in the restaurant and saw this Japanese guy come in with his phone, browsing something on his phone, and he put it on the little ledge above the urinal and kept reading while he was doing his business. It's just like, you know, that's how important it is to them. So if you can get into that market, then yeah, that's fantastic.
And at the same time, is that obviously you've managed a consumer facing products as well, and we're seeing lots of sites. We've got Dream Life, your activity manager, and go on. Tell us what sort of, you know, how those applications have grown over the last year.
Well, Dream Connect, we've spent a long time refining Dream Connect to work on UIQ3.
This is your contacts manager.
Yeah, that's the contacts manager that really extends the search capabilities and also gives you at a glance sort of business card view and full undo, redo. And also now it's got export, import. And we're getting a great deal of custom since we released the signed version a few months ago. And since then, we've been working really hard on Dream Life, which has everything that Dream Connect has. It's got Dream Connect as a core part of it, but adds the calendar side of things. And the key benefits that we see in Dream Life are just the at-a-glance sort of visual, which I can't show over a podcast, but have a look at the website. And it's just very visual, and